Chapter 25. Mameha may already have won her bet with Mother, but she still had quite a stake in my future. So during the next few years, she worked to make my face familiar to all her best customers and to the other geisha in Gion as well. We were still emerging from the Depression at this time. Formal banquets weren't as common as Mameha would have liked. But she took me to plenty of informal gatherings, not only parties in the tea houses, but swimming excursions, sightseeing tours, kabuki plays, and so on. During the heat of summer, when everyone felt most relaxed, these casual gatherings were often quite a lot of fun, even for those of us supposedly hard at work entertaining. For example, a group of men sometimes decided to go floating in a canal boat along the Kamo River to sip sake and dangle their feet in the water. I was too young to join in the carousing, and often ended up with the job of shaving ice to make snow cones, but it was a pleasant change nevertheless. Some nights, wealthy businessmen or aristocrats threw geisha parties just for themselves. They spent the evening dancing and singing and drinking with the geisha, often until well after midnight. I remember on one of these occasions, the wife of our host stood at the door to hand out envelopes containing a generous tip as we left. She gave Mameha two of them and asked her the favor of delivering the second to the geisha, Tomizuru, who had gone home earlier with a headache, as she put it. Actually, she knew as well as we did that Tomizuru was her husband's mistress and had gone with him to another wing of the house to keep him company for the night. Many of the glamorous parties in Gion were attended by famous artists and writers and kabuki actors, and sometimes they were very exciting events. But I'm sorry to tell you that the average geisha party was something much more mundane. The host was likely to be the division head of a small company, and the guest of honor one of his suppliers, or perhaps one of his employees he just promoted, or something along those lines. Every so often, some well-meaning geisha admonished me that as an apprentice, my responsibility, besides trying to look pretty, was to sit quietly and listen to conversations in the hopes of one day becoming a clever conversationalist myself. Well, most of the conversations I heard at these parties didn't strike me as very clever at all. A man might turn to the geisha beside him and say, "The weather certainly is unusually warm, don't you think?" And the geisha would reply with something like, "Oh yes, very warm." Then she'd begin playing a drinking game with him, or try to get all the men singing, and soon the man who'd spoken with her was too drunk to remember he wasn't having as good a time as he'd hoped. For my part, I always considered this a terrible waste. If a man has come to Gion just for the purpose of having a relaxing time, and ends up involved in some childish game such as paper, scissors, stone, well, in my view, he'd have been better off staying at home and playing with his own children or grandchildren, who, after all, are probably more clever than this poor, dull geisha he was so unfortunate as to sit beside. Every so often, though, I was privileged to overhear a geisha who really was clever, and Mameha was certainly one of these. I learned a great deal from her conversations. For example, if a man said to her, "Warm weather, don't you think?" she had a dozen replies ready. If he was old and lecherous, she might say to him, "Warm, perhaps it's just the effect on you of being around so many lovely women."